producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2, friends. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, when I get in a, well, my moments, we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. I'm lit. I got to tell you, I'm lit. So if you call in, just give me a PowerPoint and let's just go on, okay? Let's do that. 1-866-582-9933. Again, I wanted to tell you that we appreciate the fact that you're making us the number one radio show. I want to tell you why we're the number one radio show, friends, because people are tired of being lied to. That's why. Nothing more, nothing less. Nothing more, nothing less, friends. People are sick and tired of being lied to. What kind of lies? Well, Dr. Udo Ulfkott, German editor, journalist, he said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said, journalists are taught to lie to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. For those that do not know what's going on in their country, you do need to understand that Germany, who's being plundered right now, and so is France, they are taking their orders from the White House. William Casey said back in the 80s, America, CIA director, well, no, our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe, the public believes, is false. With a big old smile on his face. Folks, they're playing you as the fool. Amber Lyon, CNN, she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, construct stories in specific manners while working for CNN. CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. The Obama administration pays for CNN's content. The New York Times blurted the truth out in their confusion when they came out and told the American people about 18 months ago that everything that comes out on the Obama administration is first vetted by Obama's administration. That's illegal, America. Fox News, Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal. He said a strong American government is not good for us. Did you know that he is part owner of Fox News? It's interesting how people know what I'm telling them is true, and I've been saying this for years, but it's interesting now how all of a sudden one of these conservatives comes out and says, you know, Fox News is just not the conservative outlet that it used to be. Really? Where have you been besides selling sponsorships and making millions of dollars off the ignorance of the American people, but you didn't care either way? And America, if you think you know who I'm talking about, you're probably right. You're probably right. Folks, you're being lied to. You're being lied to. As a matter of fact, we may do an expose on the media next week if you have not heard this. Put a little salt on your tongue. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Who said that? CBS president, Richard Salent. The New York Times is deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view. The New York Times did a spread on me and Michelle Bachmann. It was favorable. Matter of fact, Serge Kabalowski was the one that did the interview. He was an investigative reporter. And it was favorable from start to finish. So I'm not going to bash the New York Times too hard, because I'm going to expose some more information as to what's going on out in Oregon and the Clinton Foundation, how they're taking off massive payoffs. The New York Times, again, blurted the truth out in their confusion. But just hold on a moment. The New York Times is on purpose pitched to the liberal point of view. Why? Because if they can demoralize you, America, they can control you. If they can entertain you, friends, they can control you. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as they're entertaining you, they're controlling you. And folks, this circus of politics that are going on right now, You need to wake up. All of you in between nights, you need to choose whom you're going to serve this day. As for me and my house, it's going to be the Lord, and it is in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd say, bring it down, Brother Dean. We are. We're bringing heaven down to demonstrate that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. Richard Cohen, CBS Political News, producer, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. We're not going to tell you the truth. Now, we also found 40 to 60% of all comments or remarks made by Fox News is completely false. And they're the ones that are saying, we report, you decide. It should rightly be said, we decide on what we report, because that's what they do. And folks, just again to prove my point, why is it that you never, ever hear, and if you do, it's as rare as hen's teeth, a needle in the haystack, for a conservative to make reference to constitutional law based on the Bible? The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson. How can they never make reference to law? Because if they did, there would be bring about resolve. And if there was resolve, they would be put out of a job. I want to tell you something, friends. It's my job to work myself out of a job. But apparently not them, because they need to please their sponsors, their golden calf. Their golden calf. Let me finish this up because I need to get over to Ruby Ridge, friends, and I also need to play an audio piece from the girl that was inside of the truck when our friend out in Oregon was shot down and ambushed by the federal government this last week in Oregon, Mr. Lavoie Finicum. We're going to play some audio, and we're going to play it in the entire, so you can understand what happened from the inside out. And she'll tell you how the media is again lying to you. Because keep in mind, friends, they reported that there was only three shots. Wait until you hear what she has to say. She was inside of the truck, friends. We're talking about the Clinton Foundation. By the way, if you'd like to see this, D.C. clothesline airing out America's dirty laundry. Clinton Foundation takes massive payoffs, promised Hammond Ranch and other publicly owned lands to Russia, along with one-fifth of your, America, uranium ore. It's called treason. Read Article 2, Section 4. That is the resolve in which you need, America. In April of 2015, two reporters for the New York Times boldly reported how the plan worked. Thank you for doing that, folks, over there at the New York Times. At the heart of the tale are several men, leaders of the Canadian mining industry, who have been major donors to the charitable endeavors of former President Bill Clinton and his criminal family. Members of that group built, financed, and eventually sold off to the Russians a company that would become known as uranium ore. Hey, folks, now are you beginning to understand why I call it the mob? Because this isn't American government. This is mob. I go on. Beyond mines that are among the most lucrative in the world, the sale gave the Russians control of one-fifth of all uranium productions. Folks, they're going to get your politicians are going to drag you into a world war. There will be repercussions sooner or later. But the sale gave the Russians control of one-fifth of all uranium production capacity in the United States. This all headed up by the State Department, Mr. Clinton's wife, Hillary Rodham Clinton. And if she is now running for the President of the United States of America, folks, you need the truth. They're playing you as the fool, friends. And nobody likes to play anybody's fool. It's time to wake up. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
In Oregon over 120 times, even gassed. And our friend out there that actually took a stand for the American people, for those that did not know it, that's exactly what he was doing, taking a stand, was shot dead by your government, Lavoie Finicum. Folks, let me bring this to a consummation concerning Hillary Clinton so you understand why those ranchers are confronting corruption in government. Hillary Clinton, her foundation, and other members of government have literally been caught conducting illicit, illegal, and treasonous activities right underneath the noses of the American people. And folks, they're not being held accountable because you're entertained. And folks, moreover, she has the nerve to run for the president of the United States. And now we're finding, friends, that Oregon Governor Kate Brown has stepped in, calling for a swift resolution to the armed occupation of the wildlife refuge, criminally assisting them with their master plan to sell out every last bit of America's public lands to foreign entities like Uranium One. Well, they desecrate everything that our forefathers, our family members, fought, bled, and died to give us. Folks, this is tyranny. This is tyranny. I want to say it one more time just to make it clear. Clinton Foundation took massive payoffs, promised Hammond Ranch and other publicly owned lands to Russians, along with one-fifth of our American uranium ore. That's why those ranchers are out there protesting corruption in government. Whenever the Constitution is brought up, it's made null and void to these criminals. And folks, you are called to not throw off the Constitution of the United States, but those that throw off the Constitution of the United States, you are to throw them off. That's everything that we are, America. That's everything that our forefathers have established and have left their posterity. That would be me and you 240 years later. America, what are you doing with the freedom that's been bestowed upon you at such a great cost? America didn't just happen one day. No, blood, sweat, and tears over thousands and thousands of years to establish what we have today. And you are allowing politicians to further desecrate everything they fought, bled, and died to give us. Why? I don't understand it. Spend some time at a veteran memorial sometime, friends, in the natural. And for you Christians, spend some time at Calvary to understand that what we have is not free. It was given unto us through sacrifice. Greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brothers. That's what they did. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a propitiation for our sins. Both in the spiritual and in the natural, friends. And it may be in someone that is in your family that had to sacrifice themselves to give us the freedoms that we have. And we're talking about corruption in our government because the American people have led them to believe by adding strength to tyranny, by standing down when they should stand up, that they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. No, they cannot. You can do what you're going to do, but I'm going to do what I need to do, friends, because I'm sick and tired of it. And I'm not about to roll over in the face of tyranny in this land, friends. I come from a military family, and too many of them sacrificed and some of them died, giving us what we have today. We need to set the record straight. And by the way, corruption knows it. Hey, folks, if they didn't know what they were doing, then why are they lying? Because they're making a choice to lie. They know what they're doing when they're lying. Because they're trying to cover up their lie. They're trying to cover up their crime. Are you going to let them do that? Are you going to let them do that? Because that's what's happening here in this country today. And you have some heroic individuals out there, and I'm not by any means putting my person in that place. You have some good people in this country, friends, that are laying it down to give you the information that they're giving you. And it's not a theory, friends. It's right in front of your faces. As a matter of fact, in many cases, the enemy's already told you what they're doing. But they took solace in the fact that you'll do nothing about their crimes. You have a responsibility, friends. Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again, said Daniel Webster. He said, hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. And friends, these corrupt politicians that need to be dealt with lawfully, friends, feel that they're above the law. They took a poll some time back and they found out that 70% of the American people polled believe that the Clintons operate outside of the law. That would be considered an outlaw then. And when the American people remember that they are the law, I'll tell you what, things are going to change real quick. Thomas Jefferson said, when the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And by the way, it's no government at all. It's tyranny. But when the government fears the people, you have liberty. And it's a filial fear, not a diabolical fear. It's healthy. And again, keep in mind, friends, government is we the people. Read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. Read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States. Folks, who's been doing the killing? What does history teach us? Matter of fact, when you read the Bible, what does history teach us? When you read the Geneva Bible and you read the notes on the side, what did our forefathers teach us? Who is responsible for doing the killing, friends? I love when people say, oh, God and religion are responsible for it. Let me say this. Blaming God for evil is like blaming... Let me say this. Blaming God for evil is like blaming the sun for darkness. How backwards can people get in this country? No. If we abide by the law that liberates us in Christ, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. That is true freedom. Because, as Charles D. Montesquieu rightly said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not what the law doesn't permit. True liberty is found within, just ask Moses. That's what liberates. But Christ fulfilling that law, because we're saved by grace through faith, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God. Again, friends, what are you doing with that gift? What is the price of liberty, friends? Our forefathers told us, eternal vigilance. We need to guard that jewel, said Patrick Henry, a son of liberty. And we need to suspect anybody that comes near. Those that want to represent us, we need to suspect them all. We need to hold them all accountable. We need to hold their feet to the floor concerning what our Constitution says. Well, everybody says, well, there's, you know, he's so corrupt, this, that, and the other thing. Yeah, well, okay, well, we know that, then who's going to correct and who's going to right the wrong? Because America, again, let me remind you, you still have the freedom to do the right thing. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. And I love the way that sounds. And God the Father has bestowed upon us by the Holy Ghost through Jesus Christ the power to prove that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. That's what I love to talk about. I love to magnify the holiness of a just God. And I love to keep my eyes fixed on a crucified Savior. Because I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. And as long as I'm there, I'm empowered by the Holy Spirit so the Lord can demonstrate who He is to the world that needs to know who He is. That you might find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. For we know that the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power. Folks, if I can talk you into something, you can be talked out of it. But I want to tell you, what God puts in you, no devil in hell can take it out. They're fools for their pains to try to take it away. They are. They're fools for their pains. And folks, I've been on the radio for 15 years now. 13 of those years I was with Salem Communications, Chicago, Washington, D.C., and other states. I've been over on Genesis Communication now. I have yet to have anybody call in and contest what I know. And what's cool about it is the fact that I know I'm right because my feet are upon the rock. God is right, I am wrong. And as long as my feet are on that book, the Bible, guess what? I know I'm right. I'm justified by what He has done through me. And I'm going to stand next and upon the written Word of God. The Word of the Lord endureth forever. It isn't moving. The seed of the righteous is forever. The seed of the righteous is forever. We're not going anywhere, church. And I want to tell you something. He's not raising up a righteous army in America or globally to rapture them from responsibility. Just wanted to set that record straight, too. We're going to come back and we're going to play some audio. And then we're going to get to Ruby Ridge and we're going to get to Waco. Again, folks, hold on. Strap the belt on. Pay attention to the signs. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The Sons of Liberty, folks, wow, we got a half hour left of the show. We got to get to it. We're going to play some audio from this young lady that was actually inside of the truck when some of those militia members, LaVoy Vinicum, by the way, was from Arizona, only going to help these individuals out there in Oregon while their land was being ripped off from them by corrupt politicians. And again, that was the information they did not want to give you. But I want you to hear it firsthand from this lady that was inside, this young lady that was inside of the truck. And I want you to listen to the specifics. And I want you to put that in contrast to what you heard from the state-controlled media. And then you can tell me who told the truth. Go ahead, Sam. Play that for us, please.
Did you notice the window? He's like, he put his hands out the window so they could see he didn't have a gun. He's like, I'm not. He's like, we're going to talk to the sheriff right now. He's like, you all up there, that's fine. He's like, but we're talking to the sheriff. He said, you're either going to put a bullet through my head right now and get it over with, or we're going to talk to the sheriff. And we were like, no. And so then they're like stepping it up, and a bunch more guys are coming out, and they're all pulling their guns out. And they were like, we have women in the car. We have, there's me and this other lady in the car that I don't know real well. But like, we have women in the car. They're like, get the women out of the car. Get the women out of the car. And they're saying they're going to shoot. And Ryan Payne was like, he was in the front booth. Ryan Payne is amazing. He is incredible. But anyhow, so he was like, he said, he put his hands out the window. He was trying to talk to them. He was like, if he wanted the guy to do it, he was like, I don't know if it's worth it. He's like, so he put his hands out the window and he said, we have women in the car, at least let the women get out. And he stuck his hand out and they shot at him. but they missed him, or like he talks different times.
Okay, so pause that real quick. So she's telling us, friends, that Lavoy put his hands out of the window. He was obeying the orders when this ambush came down upon them. And when he put his hands out the window, they began to shoot at him. They began to shoot at Lavoy. So it sounds like there was orders to kill. So they could set the narrative that they had to deal with these violent, violent militiamen, which in fact the opposite is true. Go on, Sam.
And then they're like, oh, they mean business. They're going to shoot us. And so Lyon decided to get out of the car and try to go talk to them. And so he gets out of the car, and then the guy tried to, like, talk to them. The driver was like, I'm just going to drive. So I'm just going to talk to the sheriff. And he's like, so either shoot me now or leave us alone. And they were just like, turn the car off and put your hands up. So finally, he decided to just drive. So we all got down on the floorboard, and he took off. And then they started firing at us. They started shooting us a bunch of times. And then they had a roadblock set up. And so he ran into a snowbank, and they were like riddling the car with bullets. And then when we crashed, they stopped for a second. He got out of the car, and he had his hands in the air. He's like, just shoot me, then. Just shoot you want to shoot me. And they did. They shot him dead. They shot him, like, right there. So he was just walking with his hands in the air. And I thought, I swear to God, he was just walking with his hands in the air.
That's exactly what we've seen in the video as well, friends.
They shot him dead, and then after he was down on the ground, they shot him three more times. And then they bombarded our vehicle with bullets flying. I hit the shoulder. We were laying there on the floorboard screaming. And they gassed us like five times. And they kept trying to shoot us. And their angle was bad. So I don't know. We were praying like so hard. And we were scared.
Hang on a second.
Like,
friends, they were trying to gas them out of the vehicle so they could shoot them all dead, is what she's saying. And you can rest assured that's all they had to do is once they killed them all is to take their guns and put them by their hands, and the American people would set the narrative right along with the state-controlled media. And what the American people don't realize, this is aimed at every single one of us. Because if they'll do it to them, they'll do it to you at will. Go on, Sam.
Please stop. And there was this drilling of bullets. They kept gassing us over and over. And we couldn't breathe because of the gas. And we were trying to find something white so that we could put a white flag out. And then I was trying to see, because what Ryan knew, he got hit in the shoulder. So he was like, well, I don't think it's too bad, though. So we were just trying to find a way to get out there. And then they, hold on a second. I'm waiting for them to call me back.
Listen, Victoria, I recorded your testimony.
Okay.
All right, because if anything happens to you, I think it's really important to have that.
That's why we're sharing this with 50 affiliates across the country right now, friends.
It's clear. Mr. Finnecombe's hands were in the air when he was shot.
Yes.
Was he standing?
We saw him stay up. His hands were still up after he was dead.
Okay, they shot him, and he went down, and then they shot him again on the ground?
Yeah, they shot him like at least six times.
The newspaper reports are just saying that three shots were fired, but that's not true.
No, are you kidding me? They shot at least 120 shots probably all together.
Okay, stop.
They were shooting.
Okay, wait a second. So a young lady that's inside of the car where the feds ambushed them out in the middle of a highway, not in front of the people, mind you, but on some back highway where there were snipers up in the tree setting forth the ambush, looking for an excuse to shoot every single one of them dead, America, by gassing them out of their vehicle, where it was shot at over 120 times. The state-controlled media told you that there was three shots fired. What's not jiving here, friends? Let's go over to Ruby Ridge. A brief recap. Since an entire book could be written about the 1992 tragedy at Ruby Ridge under George Bush Sr., by the way, In the early 1990s, for some unknown reason, President Clinton and Attorney General Janet Reno had diverted massive national resources away from foreign threats and inward toward any and all pro-freedom, pro-religion, Christian organizations and citizens. The two most well-known of the thousands of fatal incidents were Ruby Ridge and Waco. Randy Weaver was a typical American dad. He was a Vietnam veteran too, by the way, friends. He had a loving family, including his wife, Vicky, one son named Sam, and three daughters, including a 10-month-old baby. And like millions of other Americans, they were simple people who just wanted to be left alone. The family lived in a beautiful rural Idaho area called Ruby Ridge. For about 18 months, various federal police agencies repeatedly intimidated Randy in an attempt to get him to work as an infiltrator for them to spy on the slew of religious, racial, or separatist organizations popping up all over the American Northwest. I didn't know that that was their job, friends. Weaver repeatedly declined. He'd been to some of the gun shows and events out of curiosity. He has every right in the world to go to a gun show, friends. And while he was a typical proud white Christian husband, father, and American, he was simply rubbed the wrong way by those organizations and didn't associate with them. And that was probably one of the main reasons the FBI, the BATF, and U.S. Marshals continued to pursue him as a hired spy. When Weaver continued to refuse, the agents suddenly turned their fury on him and on his family. First, they convinced him to customize a shotgun and a sawed-off shotgun, which is not illegal. And a typical thing many gun owners do. But federal agents confiscated the gun and determined, listen carefully, friends, the federal government confiscated the gun and determined that the barrel was a quarter of an inch too short and thus illegal. Whether it really was or wasn't, we'll never know, but Randy Weaver had a history of being a law-abiding citizen, plus the government was watching his every move, and he knew it. This is where it gets heart-wrenching, friends. After claiming the sawed-off shotgun was too short by a quarter inch, federal agents sent Randy Weaver a summons to court, but his notice, either on purpose or on accident, included the wrong court date. When the Weavers didn't show up, federal authorities went to his home to arrest him. You ready for this? This is what they did. They sent in dozens of federal paramilitary agents, camouflaged and heavily armed. They crept through the bushes and trees surrounding the Weaver's home. The Weaver's dog caught scent of the agents and sounded the alarm. Assuming it was just an unwelcome animal, 14-year-old little Sammy Weaver and the dog went out to chase it away. And running ahead through the brush, the dog came upon a U.S. Marshal who shot the dog dead. Little Sammy got scared away, friends. He ran back to his dad and his mom. The little 14-year-old boy was shot down by your government as he was fatally shot in the back while running back to his daddy and his mommy. Agents swear the young boy shot the agent. Listen carefully, friends. This is your government attempting to justify itself. Well, family and friends believe one of the many gathered agents accidentally shot him or was sent as a provocateur to create war between the two. Keep that in mind, friends. Many believe that it was one of the agents that actually did shoot the marshal. As the stalemate went on, little Sammy's body's laying there along with the dead dog and their dead son. Federal agents publicly mutilated the family's dog to vent their anger and terrorize the Weavers. This is your government, America. FBI snipers Lon Horucci and Dale Monroe took every opportunity to shoot the members of the Weaver family. Randy's friend, Kevin Harris, just happened to be visiting on that fateful day, and both he and Randy had each been shot at least once by the snipers. In fact, all males present, including 14-year-old Sammy, had been shot. The only ones not shot yet were the mother, the two young daughters, and the newborn baby. I'm going to continue on the other side of this next break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is James White from Northwest Liberty News and fruitforliberty.com, and I want to take a moment to speak to you about a website that I gladly contribute to and visit often. I'm speaking about the website Sons of Liberty Media, founded by my friend and fellow freedom lover, Bradley Dean. Bradley has provided the cure for the disease of lies and disinformation so prevalent today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Friends, talking about when government kills. We're talking about Randy Weaver in Ruby Ridge. And we all know the taint that the state-controlled media put into the minds of the people. But what they did not tell you were the facts and who was doing the killing. We're going to jump over to Waco in just a moment. A stalemate went on. Federal agents publicly mutilated the family's dog to vent their anger and terrorize the Weavers because Randy Weaver would not submit himself to be a spy for the government, not even by force. Agents admittedly devised a plan to eliminate the person they believed was responsible for the family not surrendering. I'm sorry. Mom Vicky Weaver. As Vicky Weaver stood in the doorway of the cabin, unarmed and holding her newborn baby in her arms, Monroe and Horucci hired agents to kill for the government, took on their assignment, and murdered the mother with the baby in her arms. Covering the baby and one daughter in the mother's blood, Lon Horucci would go on to drive one of the chemical weapons, spewing tanks that murdered the dozens of children at Waco, Texas, shortly thereafter. Dale Monroe, as well as Just Learned, has gone to work for the Firearms Corporation. Both men have spent the last 20 years standing by their actions and insisting that they would do it again. Of course, that's what they're paid to do, is to murder. But friends, what you did not hear about is Randy Weaver successfully sued the United States government for $3.1 million. But that's not the side of the story that you were told, America. You were told that these wackos at Ruby Ridge, man. They're just anti-government. They're anti-this. No, they were a family that wanted to be left alone, and they would not be intimidated by the federal government. So because the government wouldn't stand down, not that that's their lawful purpose in the first place, mind you, but they had to go prove to Randy and his family that, listen, when we say something, you better submit to it. Because if you don't, then what we'll end up doing is we'll come in and we'll slaughter your whole family. But what happens when America stands up and begins to speak the truth? You begin to uncover those that are responsible for the crimes at hand. Friends, let me remind you, when the government kills, by submitting to this is to submit to that which is foreign to the American Constitution. And folks, keep in mind, these are the liberals, as you know them, that are sick and tired of gun violence, that sick their little murderers on anybody that doesn't subjugate themselves to crime and government. Let's go over to Waco. What really happened? Well, for many Americans, Waco represented the nightmare that government had become. On February 28, 1993, federal BATF agents arrived at the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Waco as they call it, Waco, Texas. They used the pretext that the Davidians failed to pay a small fine on a minor firearms charge. I never heard that before starting up on this, did you? Nope. Apparently, the government believes Christians who own guns are a greater threat than street gangs who have turned entire sections of cities into war zones. And instead of knocking on the front door, the federal government jumped on the back of their truck and stormed the compound, shooting machine guns at the building, supposedly to arrest leader David Koresh, who quite frequently went jogging outside of the compound and often drove into town to pick up groceries. The government could have easily arrested him without incident. By the way, this was on Clinton's watch. But they weren't interested in simply arresting David Koresh. They wanted to make a statement. They wanted a confrontation. They want to rule by fear, which is not government at all. The Branch Davidians, who originally opened the front door to greet them, had to slam it shut to save their own lives. Why? Because several Davidians and BATF agents were injured and killed. And I want to tell you who did the killing, friends. Because if you take the time to watch the videos, you will see that it's one of the agents that's waiting for three of them to go inside of the compound from the outside in. He ends up walking behind three of them, and you can watch him shoot the three agents dead on video. They blamed the Davidians for that. What you need to know is those three men that were shot and killed, this is the fact, were all personal bodyguards for none other than Bill Clinton himself. But they blamed the Davidians, and America swallowed the pill. The BATF claimed the Davidians shot at them. However, the door showed 13 bullet holes coming from the outside in and none going from the inside out. And for some reason, this door mysteriously disappeared and has never been found. It's funny how these things happen in cases like this, isn't it? For 51 days, America watched the puppet politicians and media vilify Koresh and the Davidians as agents of the U.S. government surrounded the compound, listen carefully, cut off all of their power, cut off phone service so the people inside could not tell their side of the story to the public. This is exactly why they killed our friend in Oregon, out in the middle of nowhere. The government at Waco set up loudspeakers outside the compound and loudly played the sounds of pigs being slaughtered. This is your government, America, and heavy metal music 24 hours a day. This is your government, friends. This is your government, by the way, in action, bringing forth unconstitutional wars, creating wars, which in many cases are nothing but more than drug trades or gun running, friends, to die in the process of making sure that your politicians get paid. I want to remind you. What's absolutely astounding here, friends, is I don't know how many times the writing needs to be placed up on the wall before the American people respond to it. They're willing to send your kids, talking about unconstitutional wars, to fight unconstitutional wars, to police the world, and the American people don't even know what they're fighting for. As a matter of fact, in many cases, even those that are in the military, that are going to these foreign lands to fight, they don't even know who their enemy is. And if they go there, friends, this administration in particular has their arms, or at least one of them, tied behind their back where they can't engage the enemy. Why? Because it's a show of force. America, you're in trouble. You're hated by foreign lands in many cases because of what you allow politicians to do to other countries. But we're talking about when the government kills. Where is your mother? When the government kills. I mean, folks, when you read the Declaration of Independence, you can see exactly why our forefathers threw off the tyrant King George. Crazy stuff. Willing to use foreign enemies to do their killing for them. Is that what's happening in France and Germany? Yes, it's perfect judgment. And I know people, Bradley, you always bring it back. That's exactly what is happening to a T. I don't think it. I know it is a fact. And I can tell you exactly where we're at today. And if we don't get this right, we're going to go down, America, as the greatest fools that submitted to crime when they should have knew better. And America, you know what I tell you is true. Because you probably complained about the very things. You probably never understood what really happened in these particular situations. But now you know. And I'm not saying that in every given case that's the situation. I'm talking about corruption in government. I stand behind 100% good government. Got friends that are cops. They're great guys. I got friends that are state troopers. Great guys. Got friends that are in the military. Great guys. Come from a military family. I thank God for every one of them. Folks, I bleed red, white, and blue as I'm washed in the blood of Christ, my Savior, Jesus Christ, the captain of my salvation.
And you can turn the dial all over the place, and you're not going to find the truth like you're going to find on the Sons of Liberty. We are literally standing and speaking forth the truth that not many people are willing to. Why? Because we love our God, and we love our country, and we are fighting for this country every day of the week to ensure that the same liberties we enjoy in this generation is passed down for our posterity. And we want you to be a part of doing the same thing. We need your support to be able to continue to do what we do. Coming up here in the next few months, we're going to be out on the East Coast. We're going to be down south in the southern United States. We're going to be way up north in northern United States. We cannot continue to do what we do and reach out to the people that we do without your support. Please become a son or daughter of Liberty today. And what that means is you get a beautiful certificate with your name on there saying you're a son or daughter of Liberty. Lots of good things that go along with e-package. But what I like about it is you can feel good about what you're supporting. You're supporting this work that's willing to say it like it is. Forget about the status quo. Forget about being politically correct. Forget about the gray. It's all black and white because the Word of God is black and white and truth is black and white. So please do go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty and join the ranks of those that are fighting the good fight of faith.
Folks, I want to end with this. This is Sons of Liberty, Patrick Henry. He said, guard with jealous attention to the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. He said, the great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is able might have a gun. That is a speech to the Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 5th, 1778, from your forefathers. Love you, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.